crying. Pelazach, they saw them, crying, and the tears, Malchus Shoris, went on the name of Yitzchak. Somebody, Pelazach. The tears, the Malchus Shoris have tears, Chiddush, and they went on the eyes of Yitzchak, and they. But this is Yitzchak was 37 years old, 37. Now Yitzchak is 123. So now, after Me'er Shanim, the Moros took effect and made his eyesight weak. After Me'er Shanim, 37, it happened 37, and he was fine all his life. Now after Me'er Shanim, the tears of the Machshores took effect, and he became dim. His eyes hear this. 37, it was fine. Because the Akedah says, when Zaken Yitzchak Tchenu Enoch, when he became older, then his eyes became dim. So after the tears of Malchus Shoris, that happened, the name Me'er Shanim, 100 years ago happened. So the tears took effect after Me'er Shanim. So very fascinating thing there. Okay, the whole thing is. It's a Chiddush Gadol that the Malchus Shoris were crying. Why are they crying? According to Malchus Shoris, they know Hashem never planned to make an Akedah. Hashem planned to make it just bring him on the Mizbeach and then take him down. Maybe they know that. Malchus Shoris didn't know that. They thought that he meant to shecht him. Could be. But of course, they know everything. Malchus Shoris know everything. So it needs Ian, the whole thing. Okay, but just the whole thing that they were crying, and Avram, so it says ro, that means ro, Avram, and Yitzchak saw them crying. The heaven is 500 years. The Gemara says in Nachgiga, Eretz to heaven is 500 years away, far away. The tears came from heaven down, way down, 500 years. Okay, so it's a Kiddush Gadol. This Bashi is a big Kiddush.
How do the Malchus
Shoris
know? They know all
Hashem's
plan.
Pashtus.
How do they know?
They thought that the Akedah was going to be Shchita. Could be. We have to be Ayin. Could be. Yeah, maybe. Okay, we have to. It needs Ayin. Actually, it needs Ayin. Okay, so just Rashi needs Ayin. Okay. See, this Rashi Nuret. It says, Hakol Kol Yaakov. Says Rashi, Yaakov speaks Tachanunim. He speaks, please. He tells his father, please sit up. He said, please sit up. Yaakov Noavi, no, kum Noashiva. Please sit up and eat from what I brought you. Please. Esau says, Yaakov Avi, get up. He Chiddush Nerva. Yaakov's call is Tachanunim. Please. Yaakov says, please. Is it where Yaakov in? Where Yaakov children? Where Yaakov? You have to always say, please. Never speak sharp. Do this. say always, please. Yeah, please. In this Chiddush Gadol, Yaakov Avinu is his Yaakov is please. Kum no shiva. Please get up. Not Yaakov Avi, get up. Very, very big yisod. Always say please. This is the biggest sort. Don't say do this. Go here. Say please. Kiddush. Very kosher thing. Please. Very kosher thing. You speak nicely. Always nicely. Never stark. Never sharply. Always nicely. That's the call. Yaakov Avinu. That's us. We're speaking always nicely. See, there's the steward Rashi. The Rashi is the two Rashis here that are close to each other. See, first when says Yitzchak, I have to fill you. Why I have to fill you? Because you I asked you why it's so hurry. You come very fast. Hashem helped me. Says Yaakov. Hashem helped me. And that's the semen of Yaakov. Esav, it doesn't say Hashem. Yaakov, the way they're speaking is different. It says, wherever I did it, says Yitzchak, Hashem helped me. It's also a simon of Klal Yisrael. Shem Shemayim Shagah B'Fiv. Hashem helped me. You say, how are you doing? How do you pay rent every week? Hashem helped me. Or whatever you have to say, Hashem helped me. Then it says, next Rashi, Kol Yaakov is Tachanunim. See, there's like still two simonim of Klal Yisrael. One simon, Shem Shemayim Shagah B'Fiv. Second simon, Kol Yaakov is Tachanunim. We have to do what Yashri Yisrael says. Always say Shem Shemayim, Hashem help me. Hashem should help me. And then the second thing, always speak please. Never speak say, do this, go here. Always please. It's a big soul. Please, just say and thank you. To speak nicely. Okay, it says Anochi Esa Bechorecha. So says Rashi, Anochi, Kama, Anochi, I am who? Esa Bechorecha. That's how according to Rashi. Anochi, I bring you, Kilo, Kama. Rashi puts a Kama after Anochi. The Alshak says, then Yaakov brought the Bechor. So Yaakov brought the Bechor of Esa, so he gets the Brachas Mikra Adin. He's Esa. Anochi, says the Alshak, Anochi, Esa Bechorecha. I'm like Esa. I bought the Bechor. Not like Rashi says, Anochi is the Bechorecha. No. Anochi is the Bechorecha. I bought the Bechorah. I am Esav. Tell that. See this? Tell the
result. He says
Esav. Right, but I bought it. I'm like Esav. I'm Bakum Esav. I bought it. There's a big pillar here. Might want to hear a pillar? Okay, we can end with this. Esav is going to get the Bechorah. Get brachas. Esav sold the Bechorah. So he doesn't get brachas. The boss goes to Yaakov. But Esav doesn't tell his father, I sold there'll be a busha. Tell his father, sold the Bechorah, there'll be a big busha. Esav says, yeah, I'm the Bechorah. I'm getting brachas. Again, that's not proper. The brachas go to Yaakov. But Esav can't tell his father, I sold the Bechorah, that'll be a busha at Tzumah. So he acts like he's the Bechor. He's acting he's the Bechor. And what's the right to this? The right is that says in Rashi that Esav said Yaakov fooled him twice. He fooled him twice. Says his father, how did he fool you twice? He made me sell the Bechorah. Says father, now he gets the brachas. Yeah. Says Yitzchak, he sold the Bechorah, so he's like, get the brachas. So about it. Now it's good. Now I did properly. I did properly, says Yitzchak. But Esav told his father, Pamayim, he tricked me. Where's the Pamayim? One is that he told the Bechorah, now tricked me with the brachas. So the stira. So says the father, he sold the Bechorah. So brachas and gagorim. Hear this pillar. Okay, see why? Why didn't Yaakov tell his father, Abba, I bought the Bechorah. Maybe it's mine. Avoid the whole issue. He make a big issue here. The whole thing. Tell Abba, I bought the Bechorah. He can't do that. That will be a big busha. He can't give Esau a busha. Alright, so merely he must act like it never happened, and then the whole thing happened, and he got it anyway. But
that was a bigger bush.
What?
That was a bigger bush.
Well, yeah, but he can't tell his father, I bought the Bechorah. That would be a bush. He can't tell his father, can't make Esav busha. That's Esau. Can't make Esav busha. Can't make Esav busha. I think so.
What? He doesn't even think that it's a busha.
It's the big busha. It's his light. Rashi, he left the seir because a busha. It's Rashi. It's Rashi. He left the seir because he saw the Bechorah. It's a big busha. Busha atzuma. It's Rashi. He went to seir because he saw the Bechorah. What? Yeah. Now he's. See, the Yetzer Hara works very, very very, very subtly, and it makes you dizzy, makes you confused. It makes you confused, confuses you. Now he's in confusion. But really, really, he knows the mechor is very, very chashuv. He knows it. He knows it. He knows it's very, very chashuv.
He didn't realize until the brachas. It didn't process.
No, I know. He realized right here. There's a Rashi that says right to the. He had a big busha. Song the Mechor was a big busha. I don't know where it is. Rashi Vaita says that he saw the Mechor. That was a big busha. I don't know where it is. Rashi, but right, so the Yetzirah makes you confused, makes you think all kinds of thoughts that are not true. See? But the Mechor was very chashuv, and he saw that was a big busha. Okay, fine. So. If I so we're holding, what's the ikar tachlis? What do we have to focus all our life? Let's read the letter of Chazon Ish. We have to read the letter every week. So at least we'll read it now. We have to make our wife happy. But we have to do what our wife wants. This is kavod. Kavod is doing what she wants. This is Rashi in the Chayei Sora. If yesh es nafshachem, says Rashi, ritzonchem. Nafshachem is ritzonchem. Whatever you really want, your nefesh wants. It's a nefesh. Nafshachem says Rashi, Chayei Sora. Is the Ritzon Chem. You have to do what she wants, because what she wants is her nefesh. So it's very important to do what she wants. Very chashuv. So what does she want? What does Isha want? So we'll say from the Chazon Ish. So what Isha wants, one thing mainly. She wants to find Chen Meinei Baila. That's the Iker Ratzon Isha. He says, Teva Shalom L'Saneg Alchina Be'enov. She wants Chen Bene Baila. She wants Chen. That's what she wants for Iker, Chen Bene Baila. The Elov Enehonis, she's always looking to him for Chen. Elov Enehonisua, she's looking to him for Chen. She has to always praise her. Always praise her. Never, we heard a new story this week on Ramir Chodesh. A new story. I think maybe you heard it, but we'll say it over. We heard a new story. Ramir Chodesh was a big mashkiach, many yeshivas. So one of the yeshivas, one time, bachrim were all night in Beit Midrash. They were eating garinim. People eat garinim. So they were eating garinim in the Beit Midrash. They were eating all night, and suddenly it became morning. Morning came. They were without their knowing. It was morning, and Ramir Chodesh comes in for a shachris. They're very embarrassed eating garinim, so they ran away. And they left all the garinim where they were. They were sitting by his tender near where he sits, and they left all the garinim by his tender. So he went in, and he davened shachris. And he didn't say anything. For years, nothing came from him, any aura. Then one of the bachrim that were over there eating garinim married. So he invited mashkiach for the wedding. So at the chuppah of this bacha, says Ramir Chodesh tells the bacha that it isn't derech eretz to live garinim on shtenders. So the Rebbe, that happened 3 years ago. Why now? He said, now I'll tell you why. I'll tell you now, because now you're getting married. So I'm telling you a musar. The same way I waited 3 years to tell you the aura of garinim, if you have any aura in your wife, wait a while. Don't tell her anything. Wait a while. Hear this? Masenura. So wait a while. Don't say auras. Don't say auras. Wait a week, 2 weeks, three, a year. Wait. Don't tell her auras. No auras. Just thank her and say shvachim. That's what chen. She wants chen beinov. And chen menorah means that every day she's looking for chen. Every day of life she has to have chen. And that she's happy. You're happy with her. And she's good. Her food is good. Everything is good. May Allah always praise her. Always praise her. Always. Every day praise her. Praise her. Right, and try to do, you have to try to do what she wants. Very, very kosher thing. That Ish and Isha have different ways of living life. They say that Isha wants to live, she wants to buy flowers, all kind of fancy things. So it's very important that don't borrow money. Try to never borrow money. That's a very important issue. Whatever you can. If you can, avoid borrowing money. Don't borrow money ever. That's it. If you can live life not borrowing money, the best method. Don't borrow money. Whatever you have, pay. And whatever you don't have, don't buy. If you can do that, that will be very, very good. but if she wants to live in a fancy match, she wants to buy fancy food, everything in a high matzah, and you have money, you think it's a waste of money. Because see, it's very, very fascinating. The Isha were raised differently. Two houses, two mishpachas, two olamos. She's in her olam, he's in his olam. So let's say the Baal marries the Isha, very nice, they're happy, married happily, but she wants to live in a fancy oifen. He's raised in a simple oifen, very simple, live simply. So what one should do, as she wants. Very important, do what she wants. If you have money, not borrow money, but if you have money, buy dresses, buy this, always buying things, shoes, all kinds of things every day, buying more things. But if you have money, it's fine. And you have to do it l'chatchila. This is very important. Not pretty yet, but not, okay, if you want, what can we do? No. It says, maybe we can, they would say, no Mishnah, I say ritzon, no akirtzon cha. We have to say what she wants, you want. You want what she wants. Kiddush. You want what she wants. Something very, very chashuv. You want as she wants. That's very, 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 very chashuv thing. You want as she wants. Very, 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 very important. see, we had the two rebbeim. We had the two rebbeim. One rebbe was Rav Chaim Kamil, a queen. So Adam got married. So Chaim Kamil, I used to work him whenever I could. I worked him whenever I could. So I wanted my workings. So he told me this story. He used to live Zecher Moshe, near the mirror. He went to the mirror. It was an easy walk, not so far, a quarter of an hour walk to yeshiva back and forth. But his Rebbetzin wasn't happy for some reason in Zecher Moshe, so they moved to Bar Ilan. They moved to Bar Ilan much further away. And he moved with her, moved to Bar Ilan, and now much further from yeshiva, but she needed a zeh, he moved a zeh, and moved happily with her, and he was the Hatzlocha Atzuma Moed. Chaim Kamil is the Rebbe of Mir Yeshiva. He's the Rebbe, because he's the Rebbe of Rav Nosson Tzvi. And Rav Tzvi came to Mir, young boy, so Rav Bezudel wanted him to start learning, so he made him a Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe? Rav Chaim Kamil. He's the Rebbe. He made, whatever he is, Rav Chaim Kamil made him. Hakol. And Rav Nosson Tzvi was very, 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 very with Rav Chaim Kamil all his life. Even after he became Rav Shiva, he asked him, everything he did, he asked him. Didn't move without him. All the years, until itself, he didn't move without him. Something marvel. So that's also a big Muslim. Have a Rebbe. Rav Kamil told me that he moved to Bar Ilan because his wife wanted it, and happily. I said, one Rebbe. And Rav Chaim Brim, a second Rebbe, also a big, big Godel. So Chaim Brim was born in Yerushalayim, very chashuv yid, simple. His Rebbetzin was born in Marisdorf, to a big family of Hasidim. And they have very nice houses. Hasidim, so Chaim Brim would paint the house. Now they already made it over, you can't see it anymore. But they paint the house with the paintings of Otzim Oyim. Painting the house like was painted with a painted Otzim Oyim. Like if you ever saw shuls, in Europe. There's shuls in Europe with big paintings, or as they made that very nice way, because she wanted it as a, so it's very kosher thing, very important thing to be mechabit her as she wants, and the chatchila, and not b'rievit, very important. People can do things b'rievit, okay, I'll do it for you. You want as a, no, you have to want what she wants. Us that this is a rech Hashemoy, Shem should help him. Rech Hashemoy, his wife has a sister in Beit Shemesh. So she said, let's move near my sister. Better, we'll be by my sister and be near her. And she and they moved to Beit Shemesh. And very matzliach, because she left to Yerushalayim. And he learns in Yerushalayim. Now they are now back every day, all the years. But since she's happy there, he moves there. So it's because you have to be very, very kosher thing to do as she wants in the chatzchila. I know one of Rech Shlita, also very mutzach, who lives. His in-laws are older people. They're older, and they live above them, one floor and one above them, and they help them all the time. Yom v'layla, and his wife wants that, and he's agrees to that. The Rech, and they live niflamoy. Mutzlach ma'od, because he's doing what she wants, helping her parents. Yom v'layla, yom v'layla. Their parents are older, not so well. Yom v'layla, and they're mutzlach ma'od, ma'od mutzlach. Pella, because he's doing as she wants. You have to be done every case. Right? Also, there's a very chashuv thing, very chashuv inyan. Just to say it over again, that how do you call your shvir and shugah? How do you call them? So you have to call them the same name your wife calls them. Abba, Ima, Mommy, Daddy. Whatever your wife calls her parents, you call her parents. Very kosher. What's the makar for that? Makar is David HaMelech. David HaMelech married a daughter of Shaul HaMelech. And David HaMelech calls Shaul Abba in the Melachim Beis. Shmuel Beis. Shmuel Beis, she calls Shaul Abba. Not Stam. Shaul is running to get to kill him. Shaul is running to kill David HaMelech, kill him. And still, and they met in some aura somewhere, and Shaul Dov says, Abba, why is Abba running after me? It's the tour. The tour brings down, the tour is the tour, not down. The tour brings this down, that David called his Shvir Abba. So it's a kashra thing to call your Shvir and Shvigar, whatever your name, wife calls them, you call them. Kilo, they're like, Shvir and Shvigar are like new parents. You have two parents, your parents, who gave birth to you and raised you, and your wife's parents, who are wife's parents, but there come your parents. Yeah, finish. Maybe it's a little not so easy because you have your parents, but just hergel, just do it, and it'll be good, and you'll see it's good, and it's niflamoid, and it's very good. And if you do that, there'll be hatzacha.
What do you call your shvir and shvigar when you're in front of your parents?
Right. That's a good child, right? Very good. Good child. Right. What do you say about this, Shaila? Right. If they're both in the room, right? Okay. I know. What do you say? What does everyone say about this? Right. They're both in the room, together in one room. What do you call them? Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But there are clouds. They're not together. There are clouds. So there are clouds. Call them. There are cloud, call them. See, there's a sefer Sifah Haredim. It says in the Haredim, Devar Nifla, that Ishto is Gufo. So they're your parents. They're not your parents, because you and wife are one person, one. So her parents are your parents. And she also should call your parents, same name you call your parents, and then it'll be very good. One Avrech Chashuv, Shlita. Who told me that he has many, many son-in-laws, many Baruch Hashem, and not all do this, but one does. I know he let one of them do this. He says, the one that does this is matzlech ma'od. The one that does calls him Abba. He told me it's very, very matzlech. Okay, so when we have to do this. You have to do that, even though it seems won't be so easy in the beginning, but after a while, just a little become hergel. You know, it says in Rabbi Yonah has a Devar Nora. Hergel al kol Dover Shulton. Hergel is Shulet if you can change your whole life with Hergel. Hergel, I mean, in Oifen Toif. Hergel, I'll call Dorba Shulton. Hear this. Mavel.
Okay. Where does it say that?
In Rabbi Yonah, Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva says, Hergel, I'll call Dorba Shulton. You can change your whole life with just being Mavel yourself in a different way, like you always did this, Azay, Azay. Make a Hergel, and you can be Sholet, everything. No, it's just something.
It's the same level of Kedoraim.
What? I'm sorry?
It's the same level of Kedoraim with parents.
No, maybe your parents is a higher level, but your wife has to honor her parents, right? You have to honor them the same. Your parents, your shvigra and shvigra, honor them the same. You have to honor them. See, maybe I'll say a Kiddush, and maybe it's not Muska, but Pashtus, it is. Let's say your shvigra and shvigra will come to you to eat some your kind of Pesach or something. So her, the shvigra and shvigra sit at the Rosh HaShulchan. You give them your seat, and you sit on the side. I mean, offer them. Offer them to sit on the Rosh, and you'll sit on the side. Okay, so maybe we'll say something. See, we say school is a parnasa. We have to parnasa, very important Indian of life. A wife wants to buy things, buy food, buy clothing, buy everything. So maybe we'll say a few schools of parnasa they're very chashuv. Or chazal, we were saying not stam schools of sfarim that say schools, all sfarim schools of chazal. So there's Rabbi Akiva Eiger, famous, said something very very chashuv. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that whatever you have, thank Hashem. We thank Hashem. Thanking is a siba. Hashem will give you again whatever you have. Money, limud Torah, anything in life, we thank Hashem. It's a siba, Hashem will give you again. This is unbelievably so. Thanking Hashem. He's a whole drasha. There's a sefer, a likud of Rav Kveger on Chumash. The back of that likud is two drushes. He said two drushes, and he says it in both drushes. That people, if you don't thank, it says say Hashem, say people. Hear the Kiddush. We thank Hashem for giving you something. Hashem, the Siba, Hashem will give you again. And people, same thing. If we thank them, what they gave you, whatever gave you, a Siba, I've given you again. Hear this. Something, I so nervous. But see, let me just say a story. And they said that this would be a big gadol in Yerushalayim named Rab Simcha Bar Simin. He was the son of Rab Chachan Bar Simin. So Rabbi Rassamin was a ish chashev moed. He lived in Yerushalayim in the end of his life. So he used to give money to all the kollelim in Yerushalayim or elsewhere. Every sukkahs and Pesach he gave them me also. But he had a bakasha. He had a bakasha, muzar bakasha. He said every avrech who gets money should call him and thank him. That was the question. I did that. I got money a few times. I thanked him on the phone. It's very nice. He thanked me for thank. He was very very warm person. Very nice. So that's it. So I asked Rabbi Arya Finkel to tell what's the beer. And Rabbi Arya Finkel was the one giving out the money. So I asked Rabbi Arya Finkel, what's the beer in this bakasha? Thank him. What's the beer? No one ever did that. No one ever. Lelo Shmanu, people said, come call me and thank me. So Rabbi said, this is the beer. The beer is, the people get money from their shvigar parents for rent or anything. They said, yeah, they don't thank. Children don't thank. They say, yeah, sure, something shvach. No thanking. Because they're magia. Hakol magia. So Rabbi said, he's trying to teach us. He doesn't need thank you. He's teaching, we must thank to know that money, everyone gets money. They work for it. They work for money. Money doesn't come from money. Doesn't grow on trees. It's worked for. So one must thank for it. He's teaching us the yisod to thank. This way, tell me, that's what the Rav Simcha wants them to teach us. Thank your parents, your in-laws for helping you. Thank them. And if we thank them, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they're prostrate. They say they made up with you. They're gonna give you rent for for 2 years, three years, that's all, then that's it, they're stopping. But if we thank them, then Prash Tis, they'll give more. Not 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Pella. They said 2 years, but it's totally on how much you appreciate what they do. If you appreciate it, they thank them, the Siva of giving more. Hear this? Pella. Pella the Nisach. Namish. Mavlon. So Mila thanking the sword of life. I mean, it says we have cry Israel, that's our, where Yehudim are thanking. Fasemes. We have to thank. So there's a lot of communities here. So benching is thanking. So it says in the Chinuch, Parsha Ekev, if you bench well, your muftach says Chinuch Parnasa bekavod all your life. Bekavod, that bench well, word for word, with a bencher, say every word well, and say it well, and look, and not them read the words, say it, think of the words, and say bench it well. Benching well is a scholar of Parnasa all your life. Bechavod, that's them. And Stam, you know, there's a Berhetev in Shulchan Aruch which says if you bench well, you have a haftacha, Hashem will help you and watch you from any nezek. All nezakim won't come to you, says the Berhetev, because you're benching well. So look in Berhetev, Kuf Pei Hei. So thanking and benching. Benching is very chashuv. Benching well. Bench well. And Rabbi Kimega says in that tshuva, in that drasha, that say shakol well, shakol bray pshe eats every bracha well. That brings shefa. Saying brachas well brings shefa. Look in the drasha. Very, he has a whole drasha, a long drasha, of all these, all the whole inyan. He says, he learns. What?
Seven?
No, it's a drasha, a drasha. There's two drushes in the back of the sefer. There's two big drushes. So look at it. Very same brachas well, brachas hananu well. All sfarim say this. That brachas meir brachas is the makor of shefa. They all say this. Meir brachas hayom is shefa. Okay. then there's a big skula to come to shakras early. Skula atzuma. Shakras early is a skula atzuma. Then what's the makor of this skula? There's no makor. Just I'm telling the makor. I mean, there's no. Maybe there are makors, but my makor is that Rav Elbach Finkel, that's all, said over. He told me a few times. There's a story happened on Eretz Yisrael, Panovich, where a big veer in America lost all his money. Somehow something happened, and he lost all his money. So he came to Eretz Yisrael to ask Rav Chassid Lemestein what to do. Hashri Levita, Hashri gave back money. What to do here? He lost all his money. The Chatzko told him, come to Shachos early. That's the Yisod. Come to Shachos early. Hear the big pillar. A new school, we don't know where it is, but Chatzko is a big makor. And he went back to America, this Gevir, went Kamsha early and gained back all his money. Hear the Shachos early. Come to Shachos early. That's because Shacharis is the makor of shefa. All shefa of the day is Shacharis. It says in the Yaros Tvash. One of the goyim of Klal Yisrael was Rav Yonasan Eibershitz. Say, big goyim. He wrote the Yaros Tvash. Yaros Tvash says the reason why he was a matzich because he davened well Shacharis. He davened Shacharis tachanunim. That's damn Shacharis. Said people who think as kishrin. It says sheker, not kishrin, davening. Look in Yaros Tvash, one whole column. Rav Volba always said it over all the time that shachris tachanunim is very very kosher. Right, and daven mitzibur is a scholar of Rav Novich Shlita, one of the mekubalim of Yerushalayim. It's with one big gevir in America. That big gevir, I don't know his name anymore, but he went to Rabbi Gamliel many years ago. He asked him, I want to be matziah. So the davening always with a minion, only a minion. If this person davened the minion, always the minion, and he's very matziah. And so that's also a scholar. The scholar of Mimkal B'Shabbos early, Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha. Shabbos, Makor HaBracha. All brachas come from Shabbos. So try to be early. 40 is the meaning. A minig of Shlaim of 40, and try to do 40. 40 is very kosher. A minig of the Maldisk, not today. The old Rabbanim of Shlaim, and the minig of 40. And Rav Kankanevsky says, if you want a Yeshua, you should do 50. All Yeshuas have to have extra effort. And Shabbos, so 50. The 40, 50. So Rav Kankanevsky says, if you want a Yeshua, you should... add 10 minutes to Shabbos, and the wife should daven Shachris Mincha Mariv. If you didn't do that, there'll be a big issue. That's his schooler. Okay, there's a school of Rava. See, Rava now holding by Matzia. So Rava says a school of Sumer. Rava says he would Rava, our holy Rava, says. In Bar Matzia, in Daf Nuntes. See, the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Chalbo, Lo'olam ye'odam zora b'chvod ishto, she'ein bracha matzia tobe shel odam ela b'shvo ishto, she'nemar ula avram heitir ba'avura. Ha'ein domal hu rava, b'nei mechuza, o'kiru n'shayachu, on your wife, Kihechon says, you'll become rich. School of Rava. It's a school of Atzuma. There's a man of Rek tell me now that he owed a lot of money. Owed Habib Kesef, there's no way Bechlau of paying it. He had no way. No Gemachim. As he was in an unbelievable matzah of Tzara, paying Gemachim all time, So we spoke together. That he's gonna honor his wife to his best to honor her. What's means to honor her? Like we said, give her a shvachim. Don't say any errors to her. No errors. Say everything is good. Praise her food, her clothing, all her inyanim. Praise her all the time. This Avrech Nachman did that. One Avrech Shlita did that, and he paid all schayvus. He told me this week. I met him this week on the street. He said Hashem gave me money to pay all schayvus. Pitom. The clear blue sky, someone gave money, you don't know who, paid akko. Hear this? No chayis. Because the biskus rubber skula is emes, not stame. It's a gemara. It's a gemara, precious. If you honor your wife, you have to honor her. Honor her means to make her happy, to praise her, to show her, that like we said, to show her, she has chen bein necha, to show her chen, she has chen bein necha, make her happy, praise her. Then Hashem will help you. See, Rava, because see, Rabbi Baruch, also we spoke to him about this. Also, he said that the pipeline of Shefa in the house is her. She's a Shefa. Shefa is the Isha. He says, Avram Hetiv Ba'avur. If you honor her, it's you're honoring the Shefa. It's very Rava Skula. Is Rava Skula. Yes, the Rava Skula. Rava Skula. Very, very. There are a lot of ma'asim on this. A lot of ma'asim that people honored their wives and paid all the chayvus. Something, but not teva. Some out of teva, out of teva. You have to honor her well. Okay, Rava said, Rava is emes. See, this maybe. Okay, you have to stop. See, Rava lived in Mechuzah. Very fascinating. Rava lived in Mechuzah. Rava told the Mechuzah to honor their wives. One says that Mechuzah was very rich people. Baba Kama said Mechuzah was rich people. And it's looking Baba Kama at the end. They were Ashir Matsumim. They did what Rabbi said. We'll say it's good and much Shabbos to save Tinucha. It's in all the room. The Shivs don't say it. Some reason, tzarchim, but we should say it. Say mitincha slowly. Takes 10 minutes, and it's the shefa. It's all psukim of shefa. Also brachas kanim, very important. But you have brachacha. Say hear it well. There are probably more school, but yes, we said the ikra efshir. The ikra is to thank Hashem. Maybe there's two schools of ikra. Rabba schooler. It's honor your wife. That's very important. Honor her. Try to make her happy. make her happy. That's the ikar skula we have. Make your wife happy. Honor her. Show her chen. That's rabba skula. Right, and to bench well, and come down early. We have three schools that are easy. Honor your wife well, and come to daven early, and Shabbos early. Not so hard. You have to be ready for Shabbos early. Be ready early. Don't be ready late. Be ready everything early. We said we should make the candles early. Neros Shabbos early. Okay. So we have to try to do what our wife wants. Very chash. That see all of covid. Covet is to do the rutzin. That's covet. Also, same thing by kibbutz avim. You have to do what the parents want. This is a big story in life with the olam doesn't know b'chol, doesn't have no the idea b'chol what kibbutz avim is. To do what they want. What they want, not what you want. What they want. Chiddush neiru. Okay, so be ikra now with your wife to do as she wants to try to make her happy. That's ikra. Talk to that. That's the ikra. Help us do that. Make a wife happy. Try to fill her ruts in. If you have a shayla, ask. If you have a shayla, what to do? Ask a gadol. Ask a gadol what to do. A gadol what to do, and he'll tell you what to do. And Hashem should send us shefa, and all the yeshuas. They will say one. This is a very nice word, and told us. So told us. That's the tale of a soprano. It's a very nice soprano in Toldos. See, in Toldos, this is a very fascinating thing that Hashem came to Yitzchak and said, "I'm benching you." Ekev Shem Avram Bekoli. Avram did my willing, my mitzvahs, bench you in Avram's chus. That's one time. Then it says in the middle of the parasha, again he came to it, says, "Ba'avru Avram Avdi, I'm benching you in Avram's chus." So the Soprano asks, what's happening here? Avram was always benched in Avram's chus. Yaakov also never benched in his parents' chus, his own chus. Only Yitzchak twice had benching in Avram's chus. So why is that? So he said the reason is because a person only has his own chus if you do chesed. Then you get your own chus. If you don't do chesed, you haven't got your chus. You only bench chus of us. So then after the second time they benched in Avram's chus, it says he built a mizbeach and he crubbed Shem Hashem. A mizbeach. He starts making cure of people. Then his whole life changed. Pitom, Avimelech, who always was negging him, came to him and made shalom with him. Pitom, out of the clear blue sky. Why? Sperno, because now he became Baruch. It says in the Torah, Ato Baruch Hashem. Now you're Baruch Hashem. Ato with the Aleph, Ato with the Ayin. Now you're Baruch Hashem. After he built the Mizbeach, Baruch Hashem, and Avimelech saw it. Make shalom. We have to try to chesed. That's to help people wherever we can. Hashem will make us a bracha and all the issues.
Here's the rest.